The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined in the studio by James Millman to look ahead to three races at Kempton on Thursday. We'll look at the 405, the 705 and the 735 on the Polytrack. And it's not too bad a card, if truth be told. How's things, James?
Pretty good, thank you, Alex.
Good stuff. We'll kick off just by having a chat. Front page of the Racing Post today. The headline is Godolphin Boost for Hannon as Piping remains in stable. That is, of course, in reference to Piping Rock. Godolphin have purchased Richard Hannon's pretty promising horse, to be honest. Showed some pretty solid form last year and now with Godolphin, but will be staying with Richard Hannon, and that pretty big boost for him.
Definitely a big boost for Richard Hannon Jr. Obviously, 2014 will be his first year with the licence in his own name, although the Hannon Yard's kind of been split in two past recent seasons anyway, so not a lot will change, just the name and a licence, and I would imagine they're going to have just as much success as what they've had in recent seasons, but definitely a big boost for Jr. Piping Rock, Dubawi Colt, unbeaten in three starts, very impressive. When winning at Newbury and Salisbury the last two occasions, and the question mark of him is whether he's going to be as good on quicker ground. Both wins have been on a heavy surface, but he's run some impressive times, and like I say, it was a very impressive win at Newbury on Race and Post Trophy Day, and like I say, he's an exciting acquisition, and it's interesting the Godolphin policy is starting to change a little bit. Normally, they're always trained centrally by Godolphin themselves, but obviously they've changed with Charlie Appleby being appointed their own trainer, as well as Syed bin Sarur. And after the success with Dawn Approach, staying in the blue colours, but racing for Jim Bolger, they've obviously decided to give the Hannon team a chance. And like I say, Hannon, they've got a lot of big owners now. The Qatari owners, Hannon Armatoriums there, and it's turning into a very, very big operation.
Definitely. As you mentioned, it's now Richard Hannon Jr. Who is in charge there. Do you think that's made much of a difference, or do you think it is just the fact that he's sort of been,
yeah, he's
not,
been
not officially in charge, but in charge for a while now?
Definitely, and we've seen less of Richard Hannon Sr. at the track in recent years because he's getting older and he had a serious heart operation a couple of years ago. I think Junior's been instrumental in getting new owners into the yard as well. Generally, the Hannon team, you'd associate them with very early precocious two-year-olds in the 20 to 50 grand bracket, but since Sheikh Jahan's joined the yard, they're spending a little bit more, 100, 200 grand, and like I said, the results speak for themselves. At Hannon Armatoriums had a lot of success since transferring some early two-year-olds there, and like I say, it's an operation going places. They were champion this year, and I think Hannon's Junior's 1-2 on to be champion next year, so I think very, very little will change, but there's a little bit more pressure on Junior with his name actually on the licence.
Obviously, with Richard Hannon, it's not as relevant as we've just said there. It's something that's probably been going on for a while. But I'm trying to think of many recent failures, if you like, of newcomers to the trainer ranks. They all appear to be landed on their feet, if you like. We've had Charlie Appleby. I mean, I know that they're good horses, but the likes of Charlie Appleby, I mean, if we go back sort of Charles Hills even, we've got Dan Skelton currently,
who's Dan, doing very well. Dan's made a very impressive start to his training career.
I mean, even if you look a few years back, David O'Meara, obviously was, I think was the assistant to James Heatherton.
Yeah.
And, you know, just people who come from out of the blue, but there aren't many who, it might just be me who's thinking that, but who sort of flop, if you like.
Generally, we don't tend to hear them for too long when they do kind of flop. It's wouldn't be like a football manager scenario where disappointing results, they get sacked.
It's just less high profile,
isn't it? They kind of fade away, I suppose. But a lot of the big yards, nothing really changes, because if you've got 100 plus horses, one man at the helm, it doesn't make a lot of difference, because it's so hard to keep an eye on. You need good staff underneath you. Whereas in a smaller yard, you can kind of do it yourself a little bit. But in the big yards, it's a big operation. And I say Charlie Appleby was a big cog in the wheel before he took over the license. But I'll say it'd be interesting to see if Junior maintains that his father's success in recent years.
Definitely. Okay, then. We will look at three races now at Kempton on Thursday evening. We'll kick things off with the 4.05, the first race of a Twilight Card, and it's an apprentice handicap over 6 furlongs. 12 runners down to go to post. Wouldn't be the strongest race, this, but one thing that you would say is that all of the jockeys, if you like, are pretty good. You know, that often you can look at an apprentice race and pick the better jockey or sort of disregard the worse one. I notice Rosa Lockwood here is ridden by a certain Pat Millman.
My brother's got a ride in this, and it's kind of while I've just gone through this race, I had a quick look at its form when I saw Pat was booked up on it, and recently transferred to Ed McMahon's yard from Tony Carroll's. And on debut, finished 4th in a handicap at Chepstow off 46. Wasn't a bad effort. And then ran at a claimer at odds of 150-1 last time out, and only got beat 6 lengths by some 75-80 rated individuals. The handicap has stuck him up £6 to 48, but it does let him actually get in a race, which is always the trouble when you get down that low. Drawn 1, I'd say Ed McMahon's a decent trainer, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a little bit of improvement out of his filly, and hopefully it's a good ride for my brother. The obvious dangers are Excalibur, Jeremy Gask, representative, ridden by David Parks. He just tied up close home over 5 furlongs last time. I tipped him when he looked sure to win entering the final furlong, and he got caught near the line. But the winner of that race has gone in again since for Robert Cow, so he's obviously a danger. Third that day was Demoiselle Bond. She's, of course, an instant winner, so she's obviously dangerous as well. But I just thought Rosa Lockwood, in what's a pretty weak race, if she can confirm that improvement in the claimer at Wolverhampton last time, she could go quite well for my brother.
Okay then, Rosa Lockwood to pick there in the 4.05. The next race that we'll look at, we're going to miss a few here and go to the penultimate contest. That is the 7.05 from Kempton Park. A handicap over 6 furlongs. Once again, 12 runners down to go to post. Only one place to start here, and that's with David Lanigan's Interception.
Definitely. As usual, Kempton have kept the best two races till last. It's going to be a habit they can't seem to be doing at the moment, but Interception was extremely impressive in winning at Wolverhampton 16 days ago. She missed the break, but soon picked up the bridle and cantered around the outside. I thought an initial mark of 70 was extremely lenient, and so it proved. She was sent off at 6-4 on, I think, on that occasion, but she certainly won like an odds-on shot should. She's gone up £10 to 80, so things will be harder, but she looked very, very well handicapped. She's bred to be much better than an 80 individual, and she's got every chance. But this is a much stronger race. Dominion is a pretty useful course assistant specialist for the Gas team. Unfortunately, he's 7 pounds higher than his last win, but he didn't run badly last time, and he beat a couple of lengths, and he's dangerous from a good draw and stall free. Tagula Knight's been in good form for Dean Ivory this season. Dean's sprinters are in cracking form all year, and this one's dangerous, but he's drawn a little bit wide in 11, which is a little bit of a concern. And the same comment applies with Generalize, who's drawn out in stall 12. So despite the fact that Interception's wide enough in stall 9, I think her class, and with her rivals drawn wider than her, I think she can get the hat-trick up.
Okay, and the step-up in trip, no bother for you?
6 furlongs, no, it'd be fine for her.
Okay, great. The final race that we'll look at is the 7.35 from Kempton, the last race on the card. It's a handicap over 2 miles with 13 runners going to post. Bramshill Lass arrives here looking for a hat-trick. She's always been very consistent, but hasn't always got her head in front. She's started to do that now. You think she can go in again here?
I think she can probably get a hat-trick. The handicap has been pretty generous. She's only stuck her up £1 for that win at Lingford last time. She's very, very game. She loves this course distance as well. She was previously successful at the track. Jim Crowley gets on well with her. Like I say, I think she can confirm the form of Four Nations. It was second on that occasion. And like I say, I think off a pound higher mark, a filly that's in form is always worth a few pounds, and perhaps she can get another win under her belt. It is a competitive race, as you'd expect, around Kempton, this kind of grained. Barrakeel has been in good form for Luke Day, certainly. £4 higher in his last success, but ran a good race and third of his mark last time. He's dangerous. At the bottom of the weights, getting a lot of weight from the more fancied ones, is Lady of You. one last time out and given a £7 rise in the weights for that, but hasn't been seen 52 days. So whether she's going to be quite on top form is a slight query, but she's certainly dangerous getting all the weight from any older horses. But I'm going to stick with Brownsville last. I think she can get the hat-trick up. And Jim Crowley, I think he had a 4-timer or a 5-timer the other day. He's riding in great form at the minute, and he can get another winner.
Okay, then. Bramshaw last the pick there in the lucky last. If you could just sum up your three picks at Kempton on Thursday evening for us, please, James.
Yeah, I've gone for three selections. Rosa Lockwood in the Thirst, ridden by my brother, ran a cracking race in a claimer on unfavourable terms last time out. If she can repeat that back in Handicap Company, she should go well. In the 7:05, I've gone for Interception to get the hat-trick up, improving filly for David Lanigan. And another hat-trick seeker is Bramshaw last in the 7:35 off a pound higher mark. I think she can go quite close.
Okay, great stuff, James. Best of luck with those selections, and we'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.